Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The Bible is replete with lessons, and I'll just give you one verse, but then I'll give you four core principles. You know, the Bible says that in the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. And that's in Proverbs 21, I think it's verse 20. And I think that's profound for us, because our culture tells us to consume what we have. But the biblical-minded person doesn't do that. They live within their income. So here's what I call the core four, and that's live on less than you earn. Avoid the use of debt, especially credit debt. Build liquidity, things that you can actually buy or sell and have extra money around, and set long-term goals so you know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you know, it's the old story, it doesn't matter how you get there. But if you know where you're going, then you can take positive steps. They may be different than your neighbors. It may be different from the analyst on TV. It may be different from the book that you read. If you know where you're going, what God's doing in your life, those goals are unique to you. And that's really important. And that can include, of course, you know, not only how much we spend, but how much we give, being generous. But the foundation of all of this, Neil, is really to operate out of faith and not out of fear, and not get worried about what's going on. You know, turn down all the noise from the world so you can focus on God and His principles and what He's doing in your life, so you can be about His business and not be distracted by the world's business.
Good insight from Ken Franke, talking financial advice today. Ken, we talked a little bit about investments and return on investments. You mentioned a little bit earlier the number 5%. Is that something that we can expect maybe in terms of our retirement or stock accounts or something? What's normal today compared to maybe 20 years ago? Is there normal?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I made that up, by the way.
Okay, all right. So.
You know, I remember Larry Burkett used to say in the coming economic earthquake, you know, if we were facing a really uncertain future, which we are today, that he would invest in as many different companies around the world, in the U.S. and outside, as many different bonds as you can around the world, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to fail or this. It comes right out of Ecclesiastes 11, where it says give portions of 7 or 8 because you don't know what disaster may come upon the land. And it's not negative, because later on it says in there, you know, you plant your seed in the morning, you plant it in the evening, because you don't know if this one or that one's going to grow or if all of it's going to grow. But in, I think it's verse 5, the reason you do it is not because we're worried about the economy or the president or Russia or anything that may get attention today. The reason we do it, the Ecclesiastes chapter 11 says, is you do it because we do not know what God is about.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.